Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has been on the job for just a few days, but he's already made visits to U.S. war zones in Afghanistan. He talked about his hopes that al-Qaeda will be defeated.
We're within reach of strategically defeating al-Qaeda, and I'm hoping to be able to focus on that.
And in Iraq, he spoke to U.S. troops and questioned the indecisiveness of the Iraqi leaders.
He wants to stay, don't they want us to stay? You know, they want to have, you know, get a minister of defense, or don't they want to get a minister of defense? But damn it, make a decision.
That's Leon Panetta. That is his style. That's how he rolls. Joining us this morning, Elizabeth Buemiller, Pentagon correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
You have a great piece in the New York Times today, which lays out why you think, even after only a few days, we may see some real changes at the Pentagon. Can you explain what you're seeing?
Well, he certainly has a different focus. He's a good friend of Robert Gates, the previous defense secretary. So we were expecting something more similar. He's got a very different style. He's much more open. He can be quite salty in his talk. Much more direct, noisier than Mr. Gates. But he also, interestingly, on his first trip, said that his number one goal was to defeat al-Qaeda. And Gates was different. He said his number one goals were to stabilize Afghanistan and wind down the war in Iraq. Now, Panetta says those are his goals as well, but he really comes in with much more of a focus on military intelligence, because let's not forget, of course, he was just director of the CIA a few weeks ago.
So he may be part of this changing strategy that we've heard about, in which we focus less on actual wars, on the troops on the ground, invasion-style wars, and more on covert operations.
Well, that's certainly what the White House is aiming for. Now, let's not forget, I mean, that is the aim. There are still close to 100,000 American troops in Afghanistan. There's still some 45,000 American troops in Iraq. So this is the goal. Right now, we are very much involved in major land wars in Asia.
But, I mean, when you listen to Leon Panetta speaking and saying, damn it, make a decision, mm-hmm. to the Iraqi leaders, I mean, that sounds to me like, as you were saying, his blunt style of talking may actually turn into a blunt policy, as in, look, the cards are on the table, make your decision, or that's it. December 31st, the troops are out of Iraq.
That's right. He's hoping that will push Prime Minister Maliki of Iraq to do something. But there's been a lot of frustration on the part of the U.S. You know, under our agreement with the Iraqis, the remaining 46,000 troops in Iraq are to be out by the end of the year. The Americans are uneasy about that. They feel that there should be some small, they won't say it publicly, but they feel there should be some small residual stability force behind. The Iraqis quietly also would like some small force, but there's politics in both countries. It's going to be, it could be politically problematic for Obama to keep some troops in Iraq after pledging, during the campaign to get everybody out. And it's going to be politically difficult for Maliki to keep some in, because there are, political forces in his own country that want all the Americans out and want them out right now, in fact.
We're speaking with Elizabeth Buemiller. She is the Pentagon correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, and her piece about Leon Panetta appears in the paper today. Let me read something out of your article here, Elizabeth. You say, during 28 minutes of remarks, Panetta included, if you are counting, 16 cheerful damns and hells and one unprintable description of Osama bin Laden. This is the salty language I assume you were talking about. And I wonder if this is just a superficial thing. Are we just talking about style, or does this actually represent a different style of negotiating?
I think a lot of it's style. I think that's the way he talks. I talked to somebody yesterday who said that was how he was 10 years ago. He's really happy. You know, it's a kind of a, maybe it's generational a little bit. I think he's very direct in talks. You know, he went into the talks with Maliki, and we were given indications that he wasn't just going to use diplomatic language and say, Mr. Prime Minister, we would like you to really consider that you might want to keep us here, in the usual kind of diplomatic talk. We were told he went in and said, look, what are you going to do? So he's Italian. He always says that. I'm Italian. What do you want me to do? And I think this is, we'll see how this works. Now, Robert Gates was there just in April saying the same thing to Maliki. I don't know. Gates
I don't
was
think he said it
himself.
By saying, I'm Italian. What the frick can I tell you?
No, he did not say it. He had the same message. And so we'll see if this one makes a dent.
We must assume, because as you've said, Leon Panetta and Robert Gates were pretty close friends, and I assume they remain so. We have to assume that they're going to remain in close contact in the days ahead, and that Robert Gates will be giving quietly his opinion on how Leon Panetta should move forward. Is Leon Panetta the kind of guy that takes advice, or is he kind of a lone wolf?
I think he takes advice. That's a good question. I think so. It's actually a very interesting question. I don't know how much Gates is going to be weighing in. I was told by someone close to him that he would be, also with the president. But when we asked him that in our last interview with him, Tom Shanker and myself, who also covers the Pentagon, he kind of demurred and said, didn't know about that. But I think so. I mean, it's hard to change chiefs in the middle of two wars. I'm sure he would still be talking.
And let's be honest, if you were Robert Gates and you just left a really hard job, you wouldn't want to think about going back to the office anytime soon, would you?
I haven't heard from him. He's out in Seattle working on a book.
If there's anything else, Elizabeth Muemmler, that we can take away, it's that Leon Panetta appears to be willing to be active and on the ground.
That's right. he had a good time, even though it was serious business visiting this war. He said he got a lot of energy from visiting the troops, seeing how young they were, and is back at the Pentagon this morning. His other big project is going to be having to cut the Pentagon budget, which is one reason he was brought in. Another reason he was brought into the job. He has a lot of experience in budget cutting as a previous White House budget chief.
Elizabeth Buemiller, Pentagon correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Great piece in the paper today. She's talking about the new defense secretary, Leon Panetta, and his changing style. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.